Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This. Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Not very often you have a Husker game on a weekday, but here we are, Black Friday, to close out the season. Nebraska-Iowa, 3 o'clock in Iowa City. Sip is out there, so I am riding solo today. We appreciate him for calling in last segment. We are joined now by Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Good morning, Lee. How was your Thanksgiving hangover today on Black Friday?
Let's just say I'm in a food coma. I like turkey, but you know I don't like it plain. Obviously, with gravy and the gelled cranberry,
okay,
and the stuffing and this. My mom has a recipe for the sweet potato pie, and then I'm sure quite a few of your listeners have watched the pie eating contest. I see over 2,500 people have watched it now on Twitter at Paramount Sports. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. Turned out, so we have had some huckleberry pies.
Okay.
Usually it's the banana cream pie versus either that one of my daughters makes versus either a blueberry pie or a huckleberry pie. So they made it like they told me, oh, they couldn't get the huckleberries this year. Crop wasn't good. So they had me judging that. And it turned out a key lime pie this year. And then as I'm making the decision, they bring out with music, some football music, I think the intro into Fox.
Love it.
Music. They bring in a huckleberry pie that they had cooked. So it was a contest between four different pies this year. So, of course, I'm going to eat all the pies, the banana cream, the blueberry, the key lime, and then the huckleberry pie. So I am in a food coma right now. I just woke up about 20 minutes ago.
Which one was the best, Lee?
The huckleberry.
Huckleberry.
I mean, when the huckleberry is done right, it is just sensational. Just it's a little sweeter than the blueberry, so it's like almost like eating a blackberry, but a sweet blackberry.
Ooh, that sounds very good.
And banana cream is amazing. But the last couple of years, for some reason, because once you make it, you have to freeze it and then let it thaw out at a certain exact time. If you let it thaw out too much, it gets soupy. So. Second year in a row, my oldest daughter, the banana cream pie, which should be, I mean, right up there. And it's won probably. I think it's won 11 of the 16 years. It just was too soupy.
Well, you know what? You can't always win them all, right? Lee's always next year. There's always
right,
next year.
Right.
Before we get to the games here, last thoughts on yesterday's games. You had the Cowboys beat the Giants, the Bills. Still don't look right to me. They beat the Lions last second field goal, and then the Vikings beat the Patriots. But are the Bills okay, Lee? Are they? What's wrong with the Bills? They won, but they don't look right to me.
Right, the defense is not great. I mean, now, it's you've lost maybe one of your top two, three players on defense in Von Miller.
Yep.
That's going to hurt. And, they've been missing guys in the secondary, a few guys on the defensive line. Right now, I think San Francisco is the best team if they stay healthy. So their defense is, I think, the best in the league. Yep. And then, they were certainly not the same. They're not very good on offense, but now all of a sudden they acquire Christian McCaffrey. Their receivers are really good. They have one of the top two, three tight ends. So, Jimmy G, all he's got to do is distribute the ball and let those guys do their thing. So this might be San Francisco's year if they stay healthy. But it's going to be a lot of fun because Buffalo and Kansas City could end up, meeting again.
Yep.
Or maybe our Dolphins.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't crown the Niners yet before they get to play our Dolphins in 2 weeks. Next week they play the Dolphins in San Fran. So we'll see if they're for real or not out there.
Yeah, that's a great measuring test, I think, for the Dolphins. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
I look forward to it. Let's get to the week's the picks, though. Lee, you have 12 out of 15 winning weeks, so pay attention. Lee has been having a good year so far, as always. Let's go to the Sunflower State. Kansas State, 11.5-point favorites against Lance Leipold. They just got an extension from Kansas, the Kansas Jayhawks. How does this one go, Lee?
Well, he's lucky that the first part of the season, first half, went so well, and they got the 6 wins. Since then, it's been a disaster. In fact, the last 2 weeks, they've been outscored 98-42. You talk about bad defenses. I mean, they look like the Kansas defenses of old here. Mm. They have very little depth still. They're probably 2 years away or longer from competing with the big boys here. I like the fact that Kansas State, a lot of people don't talk about this. They talk about their offense. But their defense, number 4 in turnovers. And Will Howard, last year he was nowhere as a quarterback. The green light is on. He is on fire right now. I would not go against him. They're, get this, 27-11-1 against the spread. You talk about like Bill Snyder, but it's transformed and carried over to the next coaching staff. They are a point spread, I mean, just dynasty here. I think they double up Kansas 48-24.
Oh, blowout for K-State. And it's weird, Lee, because you mentioned Will Howard. I mean, everyone assumed that Adrian Martinez would be the quarterback there, and he has been the majority of the year. But when Will Howard has played, they've looked a lot better.
I agree.
Than with Adrian.
I mean, and he can run. He's a capable runner, but his passing has been scary good.
I always
look at quarterbacks. When a quarterback is hot, one of my like 8 or 10 things that I look at, keys, I will never go against a hot quarterback.
All right, moving on in the Big 12 also, the undefeated TCU. They look like they're going to lose last week, but they had a last-second field goal to beat Baylor, so they're still unbeaten. Number 4, TCU, a 10-point favorite against Iowa State, who just keeps losing football games close. How's this one go, Lee?
If Iowa State had Will Howard, a quarterback this year, they win 4 or 5 more games. I mean, he would be that much of a difference maker. He doesn't read coverages well. He throws the ball too late. Those are two really bad traits here of a quarterback. I liked Baylor's game plan last week. I mean, the first drive, they went down the field on TCU, 8 runs, 2 passes in almost 6 minutes, and looked like they were going to take control of the game. They had it for most of the game, but this TCU team found a way back. Max Duggan is a special kid. I don't know if he projects, probably doesn't, to the next level. But this Iowa State team, the defense is left on the field way too long, and I think they wear down here. I think TCU pulls away late, 31-14.
31-14, Horned Frogs stay undefeated. To the game, the actual game, it's called the game, Ohio State, 7.5-point favorites against the Michigan Wolverines, both teams undefeated for tomorrow's game, Lee.
So I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun, but I think a bunch of things are working against Michigan. Last year, everything broke perfect. Weather was terrible. They were the running team, and Ohio State had a bunch of injuries on defense. And they targeted, Michigan did, some guys, especially one of their linebackers. They ran at him 1.8 out of the 9 running plays, a former fullback who they had moved to the defense, and they exposed them. And it was right. They were at home. The weather, Ohio State's weak defense, and great for them. But I don't see that happening here today. The weather early in the week looked like it was going to be raining, but now all of a sudden it's clear, low 50s, sunny. It's going to be – and then on top of that, play Corm. I mean, he may not play. Even if he plays, he's probably 75, 80%. C.J. Stroud plays a decent game. He's thrown for 35 touchdowns this year. They get up by double digits. Michigan is in trouble. Jim Harbaugh, I think he's gonna crumble here under the pressure. I like Ohio State here,
34-24. Buckeye stay unbeaten. All right, to our game here we care about in Lincoln. It's in Iowa City, Nebraska. 10.5-point underdogs to Iowa, which I think is surprising because Iowa can't score the football. I'm curious your thoughts, Lee, about a 10.5-point spread for a team that struggles to score against the Huskers.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yeah, I wouldn't lay the points here. Not a game I'm personally playing, okay. But I will say this. I mean, I think Nebraska has the weapons that can do some damage on this Iowa defense. So, Iowa defense against any real good offenses has had trouble here. I think they're going to come up with a game plan here. This is more of a hunch bet. I'll take Nebraska. I think they pull off the shocker here, 24-20.
Huskers win, and maybe Mickey Joseph's last game as interim head coach. There before we get to the Dolphins game, real quickly, the rumor this week has been Matt Rhule could be the guy for Nebraska announced as soon as this weekend, if that is indeed true. Your thoughts on Matt Rhule if he were the guy for Nebraska?
Really good college coach, wasn't right for the NFL. So we've seen that happen before.
Yes,
I think he would be a solid hire, and I think he'd turn around the program.
Let's go to the NFL. Our Dolphins are big, big favorites against the struggling Houston Texans, who are starting Kyle Allen instead of Davis Mills this week. They made a change. They're Dolphins, 13.5-point favorites and riding a 4-game win streak. Lee, does it get to 5? And if so, do they cover a spread in getting to 5?
I think there's a good chance that they do because the defense needed a rest. They had a bunch of injuries. I think the bye week certainly helps them, and I just don't think that this Houston defense matches up against the Miami offense. So just a bad matchup here, bad timing for Houston, which might be one of the worst teams or the worst team in the NFL. Davis Mills was an absolute disaster. You talk about not being able to read coverages, a guy that had his chance. I mean, if he had done well, who knows, they'd build the team around him, but didn't happen. Miami rolls big here, 37-13.
37-13 Dolphins. It leads us to our game of the week in the Big Ten. Wisconsin a 3-point favorite against the Minnesota Gophers, Lee.
Yep. They want to get it for free. Call 800-400-9741. We'll give it to them for free. 12 out of 15 winning weeks. We have our college football blowout special of the year, 45-unit best bet. You want to get it, get that turkey shootout. 15 games from today, this morning, all the way through Sunday night. Just $97. ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always great stuff. I hope that you your food coma gets over. You can feel better. But regardless, enjoy the games. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Sounds good. Take care, Jay.
All right, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Always good stuff there. Again, if you want the picks again, here is what Lee had. He has Kansas State as an 11.5-point favorite, winning and covering with ease against Kansas, 48-24. Keep in mind, Kansas just got rolled by Texas at home last week. So 48-24 is the pick for Lee K-State. He has TCU remaining undefeated as a 10-point favorite. They beat Iowa State 31-14. In the end of the game, Ohio State, Michigan. He has Ohio State covering 7.5 points and winning 34-24. Has Nebraska, despite being a 10.5-point underdog, winning today outright 24-20. And boy, well, that would just be a great end of the season for Nebraska in a year that's been, a couple years that have been chaotic and a lot of losing. If they were able to end the 7-game losing streak to Iowa after they almost knocked off their 8-game losing streak to Wisconsin last week, that would be at least something to cling to say, you know what, we have something from the 2022 season that was worth. That'd be great. But again, Lee has Nebraska at plus 10.5, winning outright 24-20 against Iowa. And then the Dolphins in the NFL easily covering 13.5 against Houston on Sunday, 37-13. If you want his game of the week, go to ParamountSports.com, 800-400-9741 to call in for that, 800-400-9741, ParamountSports.com. Lee is always, always good stuff, entertaining, and I hope you've been using his picks. He's had a good season so far this year. We will not play the game show today because Sip is out, so I will call in a little bit for a caller 5 to call in, but don't call quite yet. I got a few minutes before we get to commercial break, so hang tight. We will give away bagels today, but just not quite yet. So hang tight on that note. Before I do that, also, by the way, it is Black Friday at Beatrice Bakery. Get 25 to 40% off everything from Beatrice Bakery, including their famous Grandma's Fruitcake during their Black Friday sale. That's today through Monday. Get free shipping on online orders over $65 at BeatriceBakery.com. You can buy select items also right here at the ticket office. 18-count chocolate-covered fruitcake squares, fruitcake slices, and 1-pound fruitcake in a holiday tin. Find it all at BeatriceBakery.com. By the way, quick programming note about today on the station. We will have our normal shows up until 12:30. So following early break, you will have The Drive, AD and Raph, and Jeff Essick will be here also. Maybe some other special guests. So from 8 to 10. 10 to noon is The Captain with Vershawn, Terrell Farley, and Bach. And then from noon to 12:30 will be a half version of The Water Cooler. At 12:30, we will begin our pregame show, which goes until 3 o'clock for Nebraska-Iowa. After that, we will have postgame, both here and at Tanner's for that. So that is our Black Friday lineup. And just keep in mind, if there is breaking news at all tomorrow or Sunday, we will break into coverage here on The Ticket and give you our thoughts on if there's a coach named. We will play the audio from the press conference if that does happen this weekend. But we will be your headquarters for breaking news if anything were to happen in the college football landscape for Nebraska. But stay tuned for all that. We'll see how today goes. But if Lee's pick is right, if Nebraska does beat Iowa and 24-20, like he said it was, man, like I said, that would just be the ultimate cherry on top of what has been a disgusting pie, but at least something to like and to embrace. Before we get to break, hey, last night Nebraska did play basketball. Quickly, I want to mention this. Huskers do lose to Oklahoma, 69-56. Huskers, there's just some things that really annoy you regarding the Fred Hoiberg era. And I think I start with this. Why can't Nebraska shoot free throws? Nebraska entering last night's game, I believe, was shooting, as Jake and KP were saying on the broadcast, I think 64% on free throws. I mean, that is hideous. And last night they shoot 57.9% on free throws. They were 11 for 19. I mean, look at this. They had a huge advantage on the free throws. Oklahoma had 3 free throw attempts. Nebraska had 19. Usually when that's the case, the team with more free throw attempts wins. Last night, Oklahoma's 2 for 3. Nebraska 11 for 19. Huskers were down most of the first half and never got back in the game besides 6-point deficit a couple times. But they lose 69-56. And I'm telling you right now, that's not a very good Oklahoma team. Oklahoma has some problems. They lost to Sam Houston State to begin the year. They've had some, you know, they beat Arkansas Pine Bluff when Nebraska played. They beat them by 8. And they've just had a couple other close wins. So that's not a good Oklahoma team you lost to. I realize this is a team that is not great for Nebraska. But the good news is, if you're a Husker basketball fan, per Robin Washington and other reports, Derek Walker will return to the team to play today. So you will play him, and Nebraska will play Memphis, I believe, at 3:30 this afternoon during the Iowa game, the football game. So you will likely see Derek Walker out there playing. I don't know if he's going to start, if he's coming off the bench, but apparently he is coming back to play today. So maybe that can result in some good news for Husker basketball and some wins. But as it stands, they are 3-2 with losses to St. John's and Oklahoma. Again, Memphis today. No games tomorrow, and one last game on Sunday in the ESPN Classic down there in Kissimmee, Florida, a suburb of Orlando down there. So Huskers, again, lose by 13, 69-56. See if they can get on the winning column today in the tournament. When we come back, we'll have the spillover with AD on Early Break on the Ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.